Okay, hello. I am feeling super inspired, super dropped in to share and create a new moon meditation for you. So because of that, I'm going to create this meditation to guide you to feel into the support of the new moon, feel into the support of these healing forces that are moving around us energetically, waiting for us to connect with them. So before you begin this meditation, I invite you to find a comfortable, supportive, nourishing space, whether that's inside with a candle lit and dim lighting, outside walking in nature, outside sitting in nature, whatever that is for you. Allow this space to be inviting, to be supportive, and abundant. So if you need time, please pause this here to create that space. And this might be, as I'm sitting here thinking, a great meditation to drop into with movement. Or you can find a comfortable seat with your sit bones really rooted into the earth, your spine elongated and straight, not stiff, but allowing to feel into that flexibility of moving the spine upward and allowing the spine to relax. Just feeling into that flexibility. And if you're walking, allowing yourself to feel rooted, grounded, and supported by this earth beneath you. Wherever you are, beginning to settle in to the body, the support beneath you, holding us up here in this moment. Maybe you begin to, if you're seated or lying down, shut the eyes down. And just opening your heart to receive these healing words, this healing meditation, this invitation to feel into the new moon energy, to feel into the safety, peace, and home that lives within you. You just have to slow down and connect there, connect with that force within you. And we can use things like meditation, the earth, natural elements, the moon cycles, movement practices like yoga and tai chi to connect back within to this beautiful energy that lives within us, that can make us feel alive and more vital and uplifted and elevated. If you're holding on to anything that's preventing you from really receiving that, allow that. Allow that to come up. See it, hear it, feel it. Accept that that's where you are right now. But beginning to implement these seeds of vitality through this practice, planting these seeds in the conscious and subconscious to grow and sprout new life and new vitality into this energetic body, into your heart, your intuition, your womb, the deeper rooted subconscious beliefs that might hold us back. Just allow wherever you are to be. Don't try to change it. You are safe and feeling this. Let it be a teacher, an opportunity to transform, to heal, to grow. And I will remind you that the new moon is a beautiful time to set intentions as it begins its new cycle, new journey toward a full moon of illumination. So it's a beautiful time to set intentions. And it's also this time where you can envision a darker night, deep blue sky, because the new moon is not shining as brightly. So also it can be an invitation to look within, take a dive within, into those darker, shadowy parts of us that feel icky sometimes, that get in our way, that keep us comfortable, that hold us back, that are hard to move through. It's okay to look at these parts of ourselves, because when we do, we can begin to accept and love all parts of ourselves and see ourselves as more whole, elevating our self-love, beginning to heal and transform some of these layers that are a part of us. So as you sit with this darker, beautiful night sky where the stars are brighter and the moon is a little bit dimmer, there's still light. There's still light there. And you can connect to that light, those glimpses of light, to bring forth into these dark, shadowy parts. And we can use this new moon energy to set intentions. Intentions for this new cycle of life. Intentions for what we want to call in moving forward as we transition from spring to summer. Transition with this moon cycle. It's beginning to sit with that and trust what comes forward, what flows through you. Just allowing these moments of time to pass, move through you, becoming present with them. If anything flows through you that feels overwhelming or edgy, I invite you to slow down the breath. Take deep, gentle, nourishing belly breaths where you allow the air to rise from the belly and all the way up into the shoulders, expanding the heart, opening the heart, receiving that breath of love and exhaling slowly and gently, letting that be the medicine as you move through anything that may come up. I invite you to just maybe tune into some deeper, gentle abdominal breathing. And then you can begin to reflect and set intentions for what you want to call in, what your body might be yearning for, what your heart might be pulling you toward, what your intuition might be telling you. Dropping into the body so we can hear the wisdom, the needs, the desires. These can be very simple things you can call in, like following your heart, trusting your body when it's speaking to you, creating safety in the body and the nervous system to flow through and move through your day. Maybe it's allowing time and space to more self-care, more self-love. These simple things, these are some of the most powerful things to elevate your self-love, to elevate your vitality, your time here on earth. This is it. And this is how we can cultivate this home within us, this feeling we can carry with us wherever we are. And if nothing's really coming forward at this time, that is okay. Maybe you choose to journal about this after. If you're in a seated or lying down meditation, maybe you choose to move out in nature to let this meditation move through you. I do invite you at some point to journal. Journal your new moon intentions, write them down. Maybe come back to them for a few days to remind yourself of your intentions each day so you can be reminded of what you're trying to move toward, who you are becoming, how you want to feel in your body, who you want to be. So you can take those beautiful baby steps each day. So let's send deep, beautiful breath of love into our own heart centers, into our own intuitive areas of the body, our womb, our gut. Breathe in a deep, nourishing breath of love and receive it. On the exhale, just soften and surrender into the body. Do that two more times. Take a deep, gentle, nourishing inhale into the depths of the belly, sending this love to your womb space, your intuitive space, your heart center. Exhale, soften, and surrender into the body. One more time, sending this breath of love into the depths of your belly, allowing the air to rise and expanding, opening. Maybe you pull back the shoulders, open the heart. exhale, soften and surrender. And then we're gonna send out a couple more breaths of love into our world that surrounds us, into Mother Earth and her supportive, nourishing elements, and to all the people on this world, on this planet, in this world, to help us build compassion and elevate this vibration of love that we are surrounded by. So take a deep breath into the belly, breathing in this love, cultivating this love, and exhale, send it out to anyone who may need it, to anyone who's open to receive it. That two more times, inhale, nice, deep, gentle breath, cultivating this love on the inhale, and exhale, open mouth, out into this world, into the air, so those who are open to receiving can feel this healing vibration. Because we all know that there are others out there who need this medicine and that are open to it but might not have access to it. Or those that are not open to it, we can open the gate, plant the seed. So we'll do one more deep breath in, cultivating this love that is already within us. And exhale, blow it out. Into the world, into the air, having this energetic intention to send it to those who may need it and receive it. And then begin to bring some movement to the body if you're not moving your body. Maybe you just move the hands and feet. Maybe you start to shift the hips. Maybe you shrug, shake the shoulders, just do a little body shake, let off whatever came up. Just shake it off in whatever way feels good for you. Before you open the eyes, just pausing. Just remind yourself that you are supported by the earth beneath you and the divine sky above you. And you can always connect back to these safe places, these nourishing places. And keep connecting there to continue to build this home within inside of you. This energetic feeling of home, self-love, and safety. It lives within you and it's just waiting to be tapped into. Give yourself a hug. Hold yourself here in this moment. Maybe you smile or maybe you shed a tear. Either one is beautiful. And then when you're ready, just releasing. You can allow the light back in. And just honor yourself for moving through this meditation, giving yourself this time and this space to connect with you and the higher vibrations that will support you, your healing journey, and your time here on earth. I bow to you, namaste. And like I said, I invite you to journal, to move, to really integrate this new moon and this meditation.